present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Giles Brandreth, and Martin Jarvis in just a minute. And as the minute ball fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have two of our regular players of the game, Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo. And we welcome back as a guest one who's played it a few times before, Giles Brandreth, and somebody who's only played it once before, Martin Jarvis. Once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists if they can speak, not at the same time, hopefully, on the subject that I give them, and try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Let us begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is Hyde. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Hyde is one of those words you can interpret in various ways. I always remember a taxidermist and a tax inspector said the only difference between the two of them was the first one left the hide.
Martin Jarvis challenged.
I thought he said
He did hesitate, and we thought you were going to let him get away with it, and you let him go on.
I thought about it, but I decided not to.
Right, so you get a point for a correct challenge, Martin, and you did so well last time you were here. You got keener and sharper, I noticed, in the intervening weeks.
Well, thank you, Nicholas. I've been in training, actually.
Oh, I see. You've been practicing with Giles's dog and all
the other
things.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
So, you have 51 seconds to take over the subject of hide, starting now.
A hide is something that I personally would build in order to study the behavioural habits of David Attenborough or David Bellamy.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Two Davids.
There were two Davids, yes. No, I mean, it was quite a deliberate. It wasn't one of those little words that they start having arguments about, like as and over. Of course, you weren't here when we had the argument about as. Derek, you have a correct challenge, a point of course, and 43 seconds for the subject of Hyde, starting
I'd
now.
I'd like to talk about Hyde's in relation to the childhood of our chairman. He spent a lot of time in Glasgow, and he'll remember that rhyme in the streets, hide and seek, your mother's a leek, your father's a cabbage, and you're a wee sneak. I think that is a very good example of street poetry and would make anyone want to hide.
Giles Brandreth.
I think we got too much deviation there. We were really in the realms of street poetry rather than that of hiding.
But the word hide came into it.
He has appealed to your vanity by talking about you. I agree.
Oh, listen here, Brandreth. The way I know half of you think, if you're going to come that stuff for me, I'm going to have to put you down. He was doing all right, and his action was no bad as well. So I'm not going to put up with that. No, I don't. Oh. Well, laugh on your toe-face or something, no.
Thank you, Dr. Snoddy. We'll let you know.
No, I disagree. I'm sorry, Giles. And Derek has a point. And 26 seconds on Hyde, starting now.
Edward Hyde, the first Earl of Clarendon, was intimate friend of both Charles I and II. He went into exile having represented a very well-known place in the Long Parliament and
Martin
Jarvis, chance.
Hesitation.
Yes, rather tough, but as you are only a second-time guest, Martin, I think I will give you the benefit of the doubt.
I much appreciate that.
Well, yes, I have to give reasons for my decisions, otherwise
No, you don't have to give reasons as far as I'm concerned, Nicholas.
I know, but it's for the others. There are 15 seconds on Hyde, Martin, starting now.
Mr. Hyde was originally Jekyll, doctor of that ilk.
Derek challenged. Yes, as I gave it against him, I must be fair and give it against you. Yes.
Fair enough, Nicholas.
Yes,
fair
so
enough.
So there are 11.5 seconds. Back with you, Derek, on Hyde.
A spring Sunday in Hyde Park. Off one goes with God's little boat and a kite and flies him across the green meadows, looking at the Hilton Hotel, children playing round park, dogs
called Giles and Brandreth has challenged.
No pauses there, no pauses. You couldn't get
I think he actually buzzed so he wouldn't be decapitated by the way you were swinging your arms around. Giles, what was your challenge, actually?
That being in Hyde Park and seeing the Hilton Hotel simultaneously while flying a kite is impossible.
I disagree. I thought you were going to challenge on the fact that there were meadows in Hyde Park, which I would have allowed.
Certainly.
You didn't say that. I think you could fly a kite.
I was getting round to that. You could not fly a kite. You could, possibly, because you permanently got the wind up. But the location in Hyde Park, where you can see the Hilton Hotel, is in a dip. It is not possible. I know because I have...
Rubbish. You can see it from the round palm all the way across.
Giles, you're being devious, ingenuous, and... you're just trying too hard. I disagree, and Derek has 1.25 minutes on Hyde.
Oh, 1.25 minutes.
starting now.
Colluded with turds left by Fido.
Well, that was one of the longest first rounds we've had for a long time. And when Ian Messiter blows his whistle, and some people say, why does he never speak and only blow whistles? Well, that's probably there isn't time. Whoever speaks at that moment gets an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo, and he got a lot of other points. And this doesn't need me to tell you that he's not only in the lead, he's in a commanding lead. And Martin Jarvis is just behind him, and he begins the next round. Martin, the subject is birds. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
My heart aches and a drowsy numbness pains my sense, as though of hemlock I had drunk, or emptied some dull opiate to the drains, 1 minute past, or leafy woods had sunk. That is a poem called Ode on a Nightingale by John Keats, and in it he discusses the bird's wonderful qualities in relation to a man who is dying. The
Giles has challenged.
No, I'm sorry.
It's corner.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sorry, it is. But I think they're enjoying it. I do think so. I mean, they're giving tremendous, dramatic.
I'm sorry. I'm
very
you.
Moved.
Thank you.
They weren't you moved? Yes, they were moved. You see.
I mean, we have Martin Jarvis is sitting beside Kenneth Williams.
You were throbbing, weren't you? I can see that. She was throbbing over there.
In spite of their work in the field of comedy, they're two of our finest dramatic actors.
Yeah.
And they were giving fine examples of their talent, and I think it was highly enjoyable.
Excuse me, Nicholas. I think it was I who challenged.
Yes, I know it was you who challenged.
I know that the Pinky and Perky of poetry over there have carried favour with you in a most ingratiating and, I think, slightly embarrassing way.
Yes,
but I have to tell you, as somebody who pays his licence to the BBC,
yes,
which you would do if you weren't too mean, I have to say that I challenged. There was both hesitation from Martin Jarvis, who's been playing this game at least once before, and therefore should know better. There was deviation, because he called it Ode on a Nightingale, where it is Ode to a Nightingale, and there was hesitation. May I please take over?
Giles, I was going to give it to you because I'm always absolutely fair.
Oh, Nick.
Because you had a correct challenge.
Oh, Nick, you are
but
a
But if you should return to Just a Minute
no.
and you go on so long again like that outside the game, I will have to penalise you.
Well, Nicholas,
this must be the longest time between points that we've ever had.
Yes, I think
so.
We had about a 35-minute
disagreement. Giles, you didn't have to make your point so forcibly because I agree with your challenge. It was correct. He did pause, and there are 36 seconds for you to talk on the subject of birds, starting now.
Birds are what Nicholas go to when he doesn't go to the dogs. I've repeated myself there.
I think so, dear.
It was hardly worth giving him the point, was it, really? When he went to
well, it got you a point because you challenged him and you were correct, and there are 31 seconds for you, Derek, on birds, starting now.
In Hyde Park, feeding the birds in front of the Hilton Hotel, flying my kite, I enjoyed myself hugely. I thought it was one of the nice things I'd ever done. I threw bread towards them, and they chucked in the way that only birds can. And amongst them, high back in the trees, was a cuckoo. And he went, cook, and another noise which was all the day after.
Giles. He very cleverly tripped you up there, yes.
Oh, you may think he tripped me up. I said another.
I'm sorry.
I tripped him up.
You, yes,
oh,
I said you've
been nice to me. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
Do you mean I'm always nice to you? I'm nice to everybody on the panel. Yes. Yes, Giles, what
you
was your challenge?
You are no sort of ornithologist. Of course I wasn't. Of course I anticipated that.
How many things have you established that he's not up there?
Yes.
Well, it's difficult, is it?
Giles, will you get on with it? What is your challenge?
The cuckoo does not actually make the sound cuckoo. I happen to know that because I saw a program about it on ITV.
What has that got to do with Just a Minute?
Deviation.
No. It makes a sound which is similar to cuckoo. He said his bird said cuckoo, and they said cook, and that was what I think you were challenging for, and he managed to trip you up, and was quite shrewd of him, but he has got 10 seconds to continue with birds, starting now.
I'll go down the disco, and I'll look for some of these little birds with little leather skirts on, and I'll go round the bat, and I'll say, darling, fancy a little jig. And I didn't say the other word, because you thought I was.
Martin Jarvis challenged. Martin, what's your challenge?
Yeah, I said little twice. Little.
Well, actually, I couldn't hear a word he said, so I don't know what it was.
Could you hear him in the audience here?
Yes.
Well, you must have an amplification system which lacks his here for the chairman. So I don't think he repeated. Did he repeat the word little?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.
And thank you, audience, very much indeed.
So, Martin, you are really learning this game, aren't you? You've got half a second. Got in with half a second to go. The subject is birds, starting now.
Tennyson.
Martin Jarvis was speaking as the whistle went and got that extra point. He's got one ahead of Kenneth. He's three behind Derek Nimmo, and Giles Brandreth is trailing a little for once because he usually does very well in just a minute, but he does begin the next round. Giles, the subject is writing books. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
I know something about writing books because I'm here to tell you that I'm one of the world's most prolific authors.
Martin Jarvis, Charlie.
He's not here to tell us he's one of the world's most prolific authors. He's here to play just a minute.
In the context of talking about writing books, Martin.
No, you didn't come here to talk about writing books.
Look, Jarvis, can we settle this later? It must be intolerable for your wife being married to an older man. Now,
I think the fair thing to do, I think that was a very clever challenge. Shall we give Martin a bonus point for that challenge?
Thank you, Nicholas.
But I don't think Giles was strictly deviating within the rules of the game, which is writing books, so he can talk in whichever way he likes on that. He has 55 seconds to continue, starting now.
As an author, people think of me as a cross between Barbara Cartland and Enid Blyton. But the reason that I have written so many slim volumes is, of course, that they are all so short. My particular speciality when it comes to writing books is those of verse. And because I have my poems so short, such as...
Derek Nimmerchild.
The edition of short.
Yes. I'm afraid you repeated short before, and so, Derek, you have...
I wouldn't dispute anything with you, Nicholas.
Why have you suddenly changed?
Because there's no point in knocking one's head against a brick wall, is there?
Oh, I do give them marvellous cues, don't I? 37 seconds, Derek, for you on writing books, starting now.
Before one can start to write a book, you have to learn the alphabet, and it goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T...
Martin, you challenge.
I'm bored.
So your challenge is...
Boredom.
Give me a better one than that and you'll get it.
And a repetition of letters.
Now, what I think you were searching for is the fact that
he
wasn't deviating from writing books by reciting the alphabet.
Oh, totally, yes.
Yes,
totally.
Well, why didn't you say so, Martin?
Well, I thought you would have gathered that.
I had, but yeah, we'd love to hear it from you. 24 seconds, Martin, on writing books, starting now.
One of my favourite books that Giles has written is called The Joy of Lex. Although it's a bit of a pinch from another title, I have to say I enjoyed it enormously. Writing...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Position of enjoyed.
Yes, I'm afraid...
But in this particular context, I think it's totally valid.
And very valid in your context, Charles, but not in just a minute.
Derek, I thought I said enjoy and enjoyed.
No, I think you said enjoyed.
Oh, did I?
Twice, yes. Oh. Derek has a correct challenge. Writing books, Derek, 14 seconds, starting now.
Yes, I think Giles Brandreth has written some...
Martin Jarvis.
Giles Brandreth.
Yes, I agree. Don't draw attention to it. He struggles very hard, same as I do. 11 seconds, Martin, on writing books, starting now.
One of my favourite writing books is my diary, and I write in that every day, and I have to have a week at a glance. First Monday, then Tuesday.
Giles' challenge.
I'm bored. And also, I was rather enjoying it when you were talking about my book, Martin. But if we get back to that, I'll concede the point if you return to the subject.
You conceded it anyway, because it's an incorrect challenge.
Absolutely.
So Martin still keeps the subject with 3 seconds on writing books, starting now.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, as the days of the week are not as long as the letters of the alphabet, Martin was able to keep going till the whistle went, gain that extra point, and he's now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo. And, Derek, you begin the next round. The subject is sentences. So from writing books, we have sentences. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Before you can actually deliver a sentence in the court, the prisoner is allowed to make a plea. On one occasion before Lord Justice Devlin, he said, "As God is my judge, I do not owe this money." And his lordship replied, "He isn't."
Martin!
Well, we were waiting forever to find out what his lordship did reply.
not. Why didn't you give him a chance? Very twisty of butter. I was dying to hear about it.
We don't know whether Derek knows unless we get back to him, because it was a pause. The subject is sentences, and you have 43 seconds starting now.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi il faut que la maison soit rendue inhabitable par un tapage pareil. C'est ridicule, n'est-ce pas? That is
Giles
a sentence.
Has Giles, what
vraiment, l'accent était terrible, et je crois qu'on ne peut pas accepter dans cette conséquence que...
Mais non!
Non, il me faut prendre chante à Blibis, un compte à voir. Chante aussi à Martine, fais pour toi. Je jazz, garçon, environ 40 secondes, c'est un vie en pote, deux points en vie, un fond de plage, on s'en vie, chante aussi, un compte à voir, on s'en va voir, au tout.
So, what was your challenge in English, Giles?
Oh, you didn't understand, did you?
I understood it, but there are one or two people...
You are making yourself look foolish. Which I nearly are.
Actually, that's... Only not for the first time, but that's part of the fun of just a minute.
There was repetition, I'm afraid.
No.
I'm afraid so. The word tout, T-O-U-T, appeared twice.
No.
No.
Well, now we've heard non three times.
Absolument. Absolument non. Non, Giles, I must disagree with you.
Martin, I disagree with the challenge. You have a point. You have 33 seconds on sentences starting now.
That was a sentence in French.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
He said that was a sentence in French last time. Oh, oui, oui.
I don't
think he did. He finished saying French, and that was a sentence in French.
French, definitely French.
Didn't he say that?
I didn't.
Oh! They all heard it.
Yes. I'm very pleased that they did say that.
What's your ears? You'd have heard it too. We're doing this terrible Maurice Chevalier act.
It was such a long time since we were actually playing the game that I must admit I will be truthful and say I had forgotten. So
why don't I give him the checks? I really don't. Money he's making. See the car.
Keep it up. They love it. There are 31 seconds. Also, by the way, now, I appreciate you hadn't said that because my accountant's in the audience. And there are 31 seconds on sentences starting now.
Sentences as Derek Nimmo so wisely and urbanely, I thought, pointed out, are administered by judges. And one in my hearing said to the prisoner, "It was long ago remarked by an ancient divine that all the public knows of a man is his reputation. As to his character, the Creator alone can know about that." And...
Well, that must be a new Williams ploy, not only to drag the words out, but make them incomprehensible at the same time.
You taking the ride?
Yes.
I don't have to see
it. But I must also, Kenneth, I will also pay the compliment saying that actually, unless you've ever tried it, it is very difficult to speak slowly and not pause. It is not just it is a clever trick, but it's not easy to do. Kenneth, you gained the point for speaking as the whistle went. You got some points in that round. And you're still in third place. But you're ahead of Giles Brandreth, who did so well. You were magnificent on your last visit, so don't worry. Martin Jarvis, our second-time visitor, is in the lead ahead of Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth, you begin the next round. The subject, champagne. Oh, we're back to France again. Champagne, starting now.
Well, a lot of people don't know how this is made. Now, I'll enlighten you. It is, in fact, a still white wine into which these monks blow a lot of bubbles. People say that it tickles the palate, and it's famous for festive occasions, and especially nuptials. Times when the bride is often toasted in this stuff. And I have been told that the Prince Regent drank it out of a woman's slipper in the pavilion at Brighton. And his entertainments were lavish. Indeed, one historian remarked...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Oh, deviation. If he couldn't afford a glass and had to drink it out of the slipper, it couldn't have been that lavish.
I think he was making a great show. I think that's why it was so lavish. He took it off the young lady in question and was putting on a display of exotic.
Not a great show, it's a great shoe. It's a famous one. You can see it there.
No,
it's
enormous. Don't argue with Nicholas. He was there.
Listen, if you're going to applaud remarks like that, you're not going to be invited again. Goodness, no. Kenneth, I disagree with the challenge. You have 20 seconds on champagne starting now.
The Regency period was opulent and...
Jars' challenge.
I'm afraid there was hesitation prior to that.
There was
deviation. We were talking about the Regency period now.
No, I wasn't. I said Regent before.
Yes, I know, but actually I do agree with Jars. You have deviated from the subject of champagne onto the Regency period. You've talked a lot about it and you've gone back onto the Regency period. So I think that is a fair deviation challenge. And Giles has 15 seconds on champagne starting now.
People
and,
who...
Derek,
I'm sorry.
Hesitation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I'm not sorry at all. I'm rather glad.
At the injustice of this.
Why? You never got going. You were fast asleep there.
Oh. Well, I'm...
2 seconds, you never spoke.
This, I'm afraid, is a national scandal. I'm sorry, Nicholas.
What do you think, Martin?
I don't believe he is sorry at all.
No. I think he's come unstuck and he's trying to wriggle out of it. You went for 2 seconds without saying anything. Derek, I got in with the challenge. There are 13 seconds on champagne, Derek, starting now.
I was far from success.
Jars has challenged.
There was no hesitation.
You're absolutely right, and Derek continues with 12 seconds on champagne, starting
successful
now.
Successful with Susie, a highly imperious floozy.
Martin Jarvis.
There was a pause after Imperial.
Yes, I think so. There are 9 seconds for Champagne Martin, starting now.
Perrier Jouet Brut 89 is my favourite champagne, but I don't mind...
Derek Nemo challenge.
Perrier Jouet 89, we're well and truly far too old to drink by now, so it's a deviation, unless he has a palate like a birdcage.
Yes?
I have got a palate like a birdcage.
That is the problem in just a minute. Derek's point is perfectly correct. If you drink that stuff, I concede
that he very probably has got a palate like a birdcage.
So as he's admitted it, you conceded it, it makes my life easier, and so you have 6 seconds on champagne, Martin, starting now.
Champagne bottles are extremely difficult to open, particularly on stage. I had a terrible experience last year.
Martin Jarvis coming back for the second time. He did quite well the first time, but I'm afraid it was a different audience then. And this occasion, he's way out in the lead, 3 ahead of Derek Nimmo and quite a few ahead of Kenneth Williams and Giles Brandreth. Martin, you begin the next round. The subject is fishing. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Some years ago, I took my son fishing on the Chichester Canal, which is a wonderful place to go and find these lovely little creatures with fins that swim around in this...
And Derek Nimmo challenge. Yes, I agree, Derek. There are 51 seconds left for fishing, starting now.
I will make you fishers of men. That is what I would like to speak on today, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you are following the big fisherman, you will lead a good and true life. Picture those men, ancient men.
Martin Jarvis has challenged.
Picture those men, ancient men.
Yes, there were 2 men.
Well, they weren't before you bowed back then.
No, but I was ahead of you.
Yes, I mean, I think, honestly, that they might have thought they'd tuned in to Hymns on Sunday for a minute. Martin, you have a correct challenge. 33 seconds fishing starting now.
My son and I sat down on the banks of this place.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Sat before,
yeah, your son was with you before, and though he's obviously with you all the time, you can't repeat it in just a minute.
Well, I promised I'd mention him on the radio, you see. Quite.
Twice? 30 seconds for you, Kenneth, on fishing starting now.
A great honour befell one fisherman in Brighton at the time of the Regency period. He had to provide a few fresh trout for that aforementioned prince. Now then, the entertainment was lavish, and the prince's balls were the largest in Europe.
Giles challenged.
All right, Nicholas knows because he was there.
Giles, you challenged. Why?
A repetition of Prince.
Yes, there was. We repeated the
word.
I will
not go in any further than that.
No, and I think you challenged it just the right moment as well. 9 seconds for you, Giles, on fishing starting now.
I once went kipper fishing, and what an extraordinary experience it was, because all I came away with was an old boot, and I have since married her, because she is interested in angling in much the same way as I am.
Well, that whistle that tells us that 60 seconds is up, and also it tells me that the time is up for this week. Let me give you the final score. Giles Brandreth, who on his last visit to Just a Minute triumphed and was our winner, finished in fourth place. But
you
that's
were
the way it goes.
That time, of course.
Yes, and you didn't argue quite so much. But it doesn't matter the points, as I said last time. It is their contribution. As always, Giles' contribution was delightful and exceptionally extraordinarily rude to the chairman. But he was just behind Kenneth Williams, usual good value there, and Derek Nimmo, fantastic as usual. But coming back for his second visit, Martin Jarvis was out three ahead of Derek, our winner this week. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Just a Minute as much as we've enjoyed playing it, and we'll want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the air with two or three of our regulars and guests, and we play once again Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin. Thank you.